Welcome back to The Upswing, the future of almost everything. Steve Glenn, Josh Albrecht from Visit Milwaukee join. Also joined in studio by Alyssa Remington. Alyssa is economic development specialist at the City of Milwaukee and the race director for the Milwaukee River Challenge. River Challenge is this Saturday in downtown Milwaukee. Covers a 3-mile course that begins at the Menominee River at 25th and Canal and then heads east. Kind of turns north onto the Milwaukee River, passing through downtown Milwaukee before finishing at Schlitz Park. Yes. It's always one of my favorite events. It kind of brings people from all areas to downtown Milwaukee. And it's yet kind of beautifully under the radar still because it's a niche sport for sure. But it's so very cool because you can take it in from so many different places in downtown Milwaukee. It isn't like everyone goes to one space. There's so many bridges and access points across the entire city. So give us all the details in terms of the when and the where and the how for the River Challenge.
Yeah, you gave the when and the where, yes. Right? It's on the Menominee and the Milwaukee River. It'll start, the first race will come down about 9 o'clock, but you're going to see lots of activity at Schlitz Park if you're interested. For the prepping and the before the scene, you know, behind the scenes, starting at about 7 o'clock in the morning, teams will roll in with their trailers, getting their boats ready. That all takes quite a bit of time before they can actually get on the water. And then they row up to the start. And like I said, the first race comes down at 9 a.m. And then about every hour and a half, we're able to send another race down. There are 8 events for both men and women. We have 2 different categories, the junior, which is your high school athletes. And then we have what we call the open category for anyone not in high school. That includes universities, colleges, and even someone like me if I were affiliated with a club and wanted to row in the master's category.
Wow. All right. So anyone can truly be a part of the event?
Anyone can be a part of the event if they're part of a rowing club. It's not one that you can just sign up like a 5K.
Just, you're not racing, Jeff. Come on,
I was thinking, all right, give me in, give me in.
Put your canoe back.
So who are the participating schools this year, and are there any major standouts?
Yeah, definitely. At the college level, we have the University of Wisconsin women. They're coming back after a brief hiatus post-pandemic.
Okay.
So they'll be here. That's always exciting to see them. As a former Badger, I love seeing them on the water. And then Purdue also comes. We have the University of Chicago, MSOE, and then local, you know, Marquette as well.
Okay.
And then from the high school side, we have the big one is our own local Milwaukee Junior Rowing Club.
Hmm.
And then we get quite a few from the Chicago area. The ones of note would be near Trier High School, and then Chicago Rowing Foundation brings almost 200 athletes. Wow. And they are a solid program.
Hotel stays.
Yeah.
There you go. Love to hear it.
Yeah.
We're also early risers, though, unfortunately.
Oh. That's all right. Yeah. So what are the – kind of go back to the origins of the event. What year did it begin? And was there inspiration from another city that had this signature river challenge that somebody said, all right, this needs to be brought to Wisconsin and Milwaukee?
That's exactly what happened. The first year was 2001, and this really came to life because of the Milwaukee Riverwalk District's idea to – activate the Riverwalk, right? This was kind of in its infancy. There wasn't a lot of activity downtown, particularly related to the river in 2001. So they traveled to, with the coaches from the University of Wisconsin, traveled to the largest international regatta that exists in the fall, and that is the Head of the Charles in Boston, to see how you put on an event like this, and said, this is absolutely what we need to bring. You know, the shores of Boston for 3 miles are just covered with people.
Wow.
They're like, we want that in Milwaukee. How can we do that? And so they did. They partnered with Wisconsin to kind of come up with a plan, and then the local rowing club here took it on and provided the volunteers and the manpower and just logistics to
economic development and events here in downtown Milwaukee. The Milwaukee River Challenge is one of the biggest and best for sure. One of my favorite. It just activates the Riverwalk. It highlights all the energy across the Riverwalk and even highlights some of the spaces that probably need some redevelopment. And I you know, that's what events are supposed to do for downtowns. Mm-hmm. So Alyssa, as you're looking at, hey, I'm coming to the event. Where
do I get the best vantage points? Is it from the bridges? Is it from Schlitz Park? Like, because there's actually some passing in this event, too. Like, it's just not staying a straight lane. Like, the boats are going to jockey for position.
Oh, definitely. There's a ton of strategy in this kind of a race with the rowing event. And, you know, it really depends on what you're looking at or what you're looking for. If you want to see what a coxswain does, the little person in front, right, who's yelling at the crews, they do so much. This race is all about them and steering that shortest course and getting their crew to the finish line first, right? And also, how are they going to overtake the crew in front of them or stay ahead of the crew behind them? And you can see really up close what they're doing from any of the 18 bridges or from the Riverwalk. You get to hear it as well. If you want a little bit more action, there is a very challenging 90-degree angle turn. These boats are not that maneuverable.
Ooh.
So when these boats are going from the Menominee River onto the Milwaukee River, they have to navigate that turn while really close to the crews, right, that they're racing against. And so things can get a little bit dicey there. That vantage point would be from the Third Ward Riverwalk.
Okay.
Very up close and personal with the boats there. So that's a little bit of action. And then, of course, the finish line is always a great spot, because everyone is giving it everything they have, right? Leaving it on the water. And so there's a lot of jockeying in that final stretch right in front of Schlitz Park.
All right. What additional infrastructure is needed to put this event on? You know, putting on events, especially in downtown areas, there's a lot of coordination that happens.
There's a lot of coordination. We have been so lucky to have sponsored or be sponsored by Schlitz Park. They have an amazing space that's available to us. A lot of other races, you're dealing with very small parks, maybe the size of Pere Marquette. You're trying to fit all those boat trailers in there, all of these athletes, all of the spectators. If it's muddy, you know, or if it's snowing or raining like it usually is, mm-hmm. it's a real problem. We have, I mean, you know, maybe not surface parking is the best thing on the river, but for us and our event, it's fantastic. And then the river itself is really the infrastructure that we rely on.
Yeah.
I mean, just having that is all we need.
And when is the river closed then to boat traffic? Will that be Friday or early Saturday?
Yep, early Saturday morning. Okay. We work with the Coast Guard just to ensure the utmost safety for our participants. The river will close at 7 a.m., both the Menominee and the Milwaukee. And it will reopen as soon as the race is over. That's typically between 2:30 and 3 o'clock.
All right, very good. Alyssa Remington, race director from the Milwaukee River Challenge. Remind us again when the first race starts off.
9 a.m. Saturday morning.
Very good. A great event for downtown Milwaukee. A great event for Visit Milwaukee. Steve Glenn, Josh Albrecht, Alyssa, thanks for joining.
These are your business headlines from the Milwaukee Business Journal.
The parent company of Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster Bally Sports Wisconsin says it doesn't plan to broadcast Brewers games in the 2025 season. In a bankruptcy hearing Wednesday, Diamond Sports said it will end its agreement with 8 MLB teams, including the Brewers. The latest plan for a prominent quarter in New Berlin calls for hundreds of apartments and thousands of square feet of retail space. Developer Wimmer Communities envisions a walkable, town center-style neighborhood at Moreland Road and Greenfield Avenue. Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport's capacity to handle cargo planes could surge, with the developer of a logistics facility there expanding the project before it's even built. The project would allow Milwaukee's airport to compete with Chicago O'Hare for cargo tenants. I'm Teddy Nykel with MilwaukeeBusinessJournal.com on News Radio WTMJ.